County,
Cartman,
Lonsdale,
Owen,
Burness,
Bile,
Grisdale,
Kendal,
Gretchen,
the UK, Europe, and the world.
Live across Lancaster University, this is Bailrig FM News.
87.7 Bailrig FM. Your campus radio station.
The week's top stories.
Northern Ireland Parliament reopens after 25 years. Beef on the bone to go back and sail in the UK. Seattle witnesses a week of protests over WTO meeting. And a student is stabbed by a hypodermic needle in Lancaster city centre.
I'm Sarah Jones. A historical advancement in the quest for peace in Northern Ireland occurred yesterday when the 1985 Anglo-Irish Agreement was signed away. This has been replaced by a new British-Irish Agreement which puts the emphasis on improving the future of children. However, there were signs that there were cracks in the peace deal when Democratic Unionists were absent from the meeting in Belfast, refusing to sit with Sinn Féin. Mr Peter Mandelson shrugged off any potential problems by saying politics in Northern Ireland will never be the same again. The House of Commons roared this week as it learned that the ban concerning beef on the bone was to be lifted. The announcement was given by the Agriculture Minister, Nick Brown, on Tuesday.
I am pleased to be able to announce the government's intention to lift the retail ban on beef on the bone. That seems to have gone down quite well, Madam Speaker.
The sector of domestic sales accounted for £140 million. It is hoped that the lifting of the ban will convince France and Germany to lift their ban on British beef, now that it has been recognised that consuming British beef poses no meaningful risk. One Lancaster butcher recognised that a British butcher's belief in the meat had never been in question.
People always believe in British beef. It's only them not abroad that don't really believe in it. You know what I mean? If you've actually dealt with beef from abroad, you'll know that British is the best anyway.
A demonstration that started with the carnival spirit ended in violence and mayhem on Tuesday when protesters surrounded the World Trade Organization conference in Seattle. Police used tear gas and fired rubber sting pellets against thousands of anti-free trade activists who were opposing the attempt to start a new round of trade liberalization talks. Protesters include environmentalists, labor unions, farmers, churches, consumer groups, human rights bodies, and anarchists. These groups maintain that the World Trade Organization presides over a world trading system that is biased in favor of rich countries and multinational companies. As police tried to contain the protest riot police and extra officers were brought in, as many arrests were made. The demonstration coincided with a rally against global capitalism in London, where police clashed with an estimated 2,000 protesters outside Euston Station. Cliff Richard laughed in the face of popular radio stations this week as he gained his 14th number one despite their refusal to play his new record, Millennium Prayer. Cliff Richard slated critics of his song, from which all proceeds go to charity. With Bailrig FM, World and National News, I'm Sarah Jones.
87.7 Bailrig FM.
Bailrig FM News.
A 21-year-old student was stabbed with a hypodermic needle in Lancaster city centre. The victim was walking along Green Lane on November 23rd at nearly midnight when two men approached him. When he refused to hand over his NUS card, he was hit and stabbed in the arm with the needle. The student eventually fought his attackers off and fled. One of the muggers is described as 6 feet, white, very skinny with a goatee. The other is also white, 5'10" with black hair, a round face and bushy eyebrows. Call Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111 with any information. A teenager aged 17 is critically ill in hospital with head injuries after being attacked outside McDonald's on Cheapside on Saturday. Russell Arkwright was attacked around 10:55pm outside the fast food restaurant. He was taken to Royal Lancaster Infirmary before being transferred to Royal Preston Infirmary due to the severity of his injuries. Today saw the University League tables based on student dropout rates and the intake of students from state schools. Lancaster University performed well in both, having a 12% dropout rate compared to the 17% average, while 87% of students come from state schools, 5% above the national average. The new nightclub Liquid opened its doors to the partying Lancastering public last weekend, and we've been speaking to the manager, Andrew Patterson. Mr Patterson described the club as female-friendly, with its futuristic lighting and airy interior. The new nightclub is the fifth Liquid nightclub establishment to be opened in the country, and the first club in Norwich won Discotheque Award of the Year, so expect big things. With Bailrig FM, local and campus news, I'm Gemma Barry.
Good evening, I'm Martin O'Boyle at the Bailrig FM Sports Desk. England are likely to be among the second seeds in Tuesday's qualifying draw for the 2002 World Cup because of their poor European 2000 campaign. The seedings for the European teams have largely been based on the qualifying campaign for this summer's Euro 2000 finals in Belgium and the Netherlands. That means that Kevin Keegan's side, who scraped in through the playoff system, are expected to figure in the second group, along with the likes of Denmark and Turkey, which means that they could probably be drawn with countries such as Germany and Spain in the qualifying stages. Scotland could also be among the second seeds, after they just missed out to England on a place in the Euro 2000 finals. Mick McCarthy's Republic of Ireland, who like Scotland lost in the Euro playoffs, should be among the third seeds, while Wales could be in the fourth group and Northern Ireland the fifth. One team who may be banned from competing in the World Cup are record holders Brazil. They could face a two-year ban from international football if its football federation is found guilty of knowingly fielding overage players in an official competition. In 1988, Mexico was given that penalty for a similar offence, and if FIFA imposed the same punishment on Brazil, it would rule them out of the 2002 World Cup. The Brazilian Federation is laying all the blame on the individuals concerned. All three falsify their dates of birth in order to compete in competitions eligible for under-17s. The Federation has sent a dossier on the matter to FIFA, and if soccer's world governing body deems that the Brazilian governing body is culpable and follows the precedent set with Mexico, then it could inflict a two-year ban on Brazil. This two-year ban would leave the four times world champions unable to fulfill their qualifying fixtures for the 2002 tournament in Japan and South Korea. It's been announced that South Africa will definitely be without the seam bowling of all-rounder Jack Callis in the second test match against England, after medical experts have warned against the dangers of rushing him back after sustaining a left knee injury. Callis was originally told not to bowl for the first two tests, but South Africa has still been hopeful he would receive the all clear for St George's Park. Now he's been told to set his sights on the third test at Kingsmead, starting on Boxing Day as a possible comeback date, and he'll continue to play as a batsman until then. Callis' absence may force captain Hansi Cronje to reconsider his options, having elected to choose spinner Paul Adams instead of accurate sealer David Tibruga for the last test. And finally, Frank Mahoney thinks that the fight the world wants to see, Lennox Lewis against Mike Tyson, might not go ahead until 2001 due to politics and complications. Lewis's manager Maloney had said that his man and Tyson would fight next year after the 34-year-old Briton was crowned undisputed world champion when he defeated Evander Holyfield in Las Vegas last month. And here with all the Boosa news is sports correspondent Paul Turner.
There's been very little action on the Boosa front this week as the league season winds down and teams prepare for the Boosa Cup, Shield or Palace in the new year. Those fixtures which have been played failed to see a single win for Lancaster side as the badminton seconds, men's fencing first and women's table tennis teams all lost, with the women's fencing team only managing the tie against Liverpool. At this time last week, the University and lacrosse team had yet to record a win in the Boosa League. This is what I had to say at the time. Last year they qualified for the national knockout stages despite not winning a single game on the field. If crew don't show up, who knows, it could happen again. But it would seem is not without a sense of irony, as the crew team failed to show up and Lancaster were once again awarded the victory through a walkover. This year, however, they were not qualified to the national stages after Christmas, for they failed to make the grade. Those teams that have reached the national stages of the Boosa tournament include the men's basketball team, the women's badminton team, the men's hockey seconds and the women's tennis team, who have all entered the cup, the badminton firsts, the women's basketball team, the women's hockey seconds, the netball seconds and the men's tennis team, who have all entered the shield, and the football firsts, football seconds, football thirds, women's football, women's hockey firsts and netball firsts, who have all entered the play after Christmas. This Wednesday sees two playoff fixtures for the men's rugby first teams and the men's hockey firsts, who play Edge Hill and Half Radons respectively, to decide whether they will enter the cup or the shield in the new year. In the finals of the Aero Bowl at the weekend, Fylde were victorious, beating Bowland in the final, with Cartmel and County being defeated in the semi-finals. The table now reads Cartmel in the lead with 54 points, Fylde in second with 48, and Bowland in third with 45. This weekend sees the Corfball, where Cartmel and Fylde will be fighting it out to see who stays top of the Cats Shield.
Turning to local news now, and last Saturday saw Lancaster City and Morecambe on the Wembley Trail in the second round of the FA Trophy. The Dollies overcame Corby Town 3-0 with two goals from teenage sensation Chris Ward, and Morecambe thrashed Unibond League side Hucknall Town 6-1 with a superb all-round performance. Both clubs have been given trickier ties in the draw for the third round, which takes place in mid-January, with Lancaster travelling to Worksop and Morecambe entertaining Blakenall Town at Christie Park. Should both sides progress into the last 32 of the competition, they would only have to win four more cup matches to ensure a trip to the Twin Towers. Lancaster travelled to Hucknall for the first time ever in the club's history this weekend, as the Dollies look to continue their run of good results. Blues boss Tony Hesketh has set a target of 8 points from a possible 12 before the end of the year to put City in with a real shot at promotion to the nationwide conference. In the match, Hesketh looked set to stick with the three-man midfield of Mayers, Martin and Bailey, which has been so effective in recent matches. And it's just been announced that the new terracing and turnstiles at the West Road end of the ground are expected to be completed by the time Barrow visit Giant Axe on January the 3rd. The new facilities were expected to be completed last week, but the project met with infuriating delays for the club and its supporters. With other planned developments such as crush barriers and new walls, club officials are confident that the Axe will be granted a licensed capacity of 4,350 by safety officials in April. Morecambe faced Sutton United at Christie Park on Saturday without the injured Mark Wright. The defender is definitely out after his ankle operation, so Paul Maguire should retain the number 3 shirt in his absence. Experienced midfielder Paul Burns is back in contention after he missed the demolition of Hucknall Town with a calf injury. Morecambe will be hoping to repeat the goal-scoring form which has seen them score 10 goals in their last two home games, and as Sutton will be without key defenders Barry Laker and John Mackey, the Shrimps will be looking to capitalise on the inexperienced players Sutton will be expected to field. And Morecambe's midfield maestro Stuart Drummond has been chosen as the Match Magazine Nationwide Conference Player of the Month for November. The influential midfielder, who is enjoying an excellent run of form in the centre of the Shrimps midfield, won the award for the second time after collecting the highest average score per game than anyone else in the league. Blackburn caretaker boss Tony Parks believe a first division playoff spot is still within the club's grasp, as they maintain their unbeaten run since Brian Kidd's sacking with a 2-1 win at title chasing Charlton. Ashley Ward netted both Rovers' goals, which helped to lift his side to 11th in the table. Caretaker boss Tony Parks will still be in charge for the game against Stockport on Saturday, but a new name has emerged as the top of the Rovers' shortlist for their managerial vacancy. Jack Walker, Rovers' chairman, is believed to be making a move for Norwich City boss Bruce Rioch. Rioch's reputation for turning round ailing clubs like Middlesbrough and Bolton has caught the eye of Blackburn, where they have just been snubbed by Dave Bassett, who chose to stay at Barnsley. The tough Scot has also the vast experience of the First Division and has proved he has the promotion touch with a couple of clubs at that level. The former Everton player and Scotland international has also worked in the top flight with Arsenal, where his one season in charge was relatively successful before he was eased out for the arrival of Arsene Wenger. Rioch still has more than a year to run on a contract at Norwich, and Blackburn will presumably have to pay compensation if a deal was secured. And finally, Rangers are ready to bid for Blackburn Rovers' forgotten man Matt Janssen and give owner Jack Walker his money back. Talks between the Scottish champions and Rovers are at an advanced stage, as coach Dick Advocaat targets England under-21 striker Janssen to join his team quickly for £3.5 million. Janssen is out of the Rovers' side since the sacking of Brian Kidd and could be snapped up before a new boss is installed. That's all your sport for now. I'm Martin O'Boyle at the Bailrig FM Sports Desk.
Bailrig FM.
The week's top stories.
Northern Ireland Parliament reopens after 25 years. Beef on the bone to go back in sale in the UK. Seattle witnesses a week of protests over WTO meeting. And a student is stabbed by a hypodermic needle in Lancaster city centre.
Bailrig FM News is produced and presented by the Bailrig FM News team. Next scheduled update is on top of the hour.
87.7 Bailrig FM.